Now, a follow-up to a story that we ran early last year about a website called Wolfgang's Vault. The name Wolfgang refers to the late rock concert promoter Bill Graham, whose real name was Wolfgang Grischenka. The website contains memorabilia and recordings from Graham's storied career. NPR's Felix Contreras reports there's now a legal battle brewing over the site.
Bill Graham was not only a legendary rock promoter, he was also a notorious pack rat. From the first show he organized in 1964 until his death in 1991, Graham seems to have saved every extra ticket, t-shirt, poster, and handbill ever made to promote his concerts. He also collected the performances themselves, recording them from the soundboards. Graham was a refugee from Nazi Germany who settled in San Francisco just as the counterculture movement began expressing itself through art and music. He turned an aging vaudeville theater in the city's Fillmore District into ground zero for a cultural revolution. In all, there were thousands of shows at the Fillmore, a larger arena called Winterland, and eventually a New York outpost, the Fillmore East. After Graham died in 1991, his concert production company was sold and ended up as part of Clear Channel Communications. They kept the concert business, but sold a warehouse full of Graham's memorabilia and concert recordings to Michael Sagan, a Minnesota businessman. In 2004, Sagan created Wolfgang's Vault to sell the memorabilia. And to draw visitors to the site, 2 years later, he started streaming concerts from Graham's treasure trove of recordings, which he described to NPR last year.
It's everyone, and it's everyone from Led Zeppelin and Country Joe and the Fish, through Janis Joplin and Jimi Hendrix and The Doors and Jeff Beck, through early concerts of Bruce Springsteen and Van Morrison.
Sagan said along with the recordings and the memorabilia, the warehouse also contained old documents, including agreements Graham made with the artists about recording the shows.
We have all those initial contracts, Janis Joplin's signature right next to Bill Graham, Jimi Hendrix's.
But the Grateful Dead, Led Zeppelin, The Doors, and Santana say those old contracts are limited. Attorney Jeffrey Reeves represents the bands in a lawsuit that claims copyright and trademark infringement and violations of the Federal Anti-Bootlegging Act, among other things.
Even if Mr. Graham had permission to record these shows live, he himself would not have had the right, especially today, after the passage of the New Millennium Copyright Act, to turn around and start broadcasting those shows.
The Digital Millennium Copyright Act was a sweeping Clinton-era revision of the country's copyright laws meant to protect intellectual property in the Internet age. Attorney Fred Von Lohman is with the Electronic Frontier Foundation, a nonprofit dedicated to computer-related civil liberties. He says this case is difficult. Even though there might have been permission to record the performances, what were the bands actually agreeing to?
The real question is, did the person who made the recording have permission? And so far, there really aren't any precedents about exactly how explicit that permission has to be. So this case may test that boundary.
Von Lohman points out it was, after all, the 60s. It was the Fillmore. It was the heyday of turning on, tuning in, and dropping out. What is the saying? If you remember the 60s, you weren't there.
It may be hard to come up with people who have a clear memory of what exactly happened during those years.
Along with the music streaming, the suit also questions Sagan's right to sell memorabilia with names, logos, and likenesses of the group. Michael Elkin, Sagan's attorney, says when Sagan purchased the t-shirts, posters, and other printed material, he also purchased the right to sell them.
This was simply an attempt to try to extract from our client either the transfer of rights themselves or to try to put them out of business. That's not going to happen. The vault is open today and will continue to remain so.
The lawsuit could be seen as symbolic of the 60s-era spirit of peace and love crashing into the realities of Internet commerce. It's now up to the courts to determine who we can turn to revisit a time when artists disregarded boundaries to push themselves and their audiences toward art that crystallized a unique moment in our cultural history. Felix Contreras, NPR News.
Dog! flashing.